Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, for everyone listening right now, I wish all of you a friend named Cookie that you can call whenever and talk about the kookiest shit and say a lot
we
of
know
things.
Someone named Cookie.
We do, but she is a woman in her 70s.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know many. Now, this could have been a straight man. I don't know a lot of men named Cookie.
Maybe a male
presenting person.
I thought the voice was male.
I'm being facetious.
Oh yeah,
but
straight male, Gabe?
We don't know. But anyway, Cookie had good advice.
Cookie did.
You're holding it all in. Hold it all in. Better begin. But there about to read. So much to read. With so much to lose. Do, 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 do.
And that's why you come here, to listen to someone singing fucking
Dick Tracy deep cuts.
Deep Dick Tracy
by Sondheim.
Deep cuts. By Sondheim. Y'all, this is Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
BDSM.
Villa today, gone tomorrow.
I hate that title. I understand why it's there.
I hate it, but I knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of already assumed Gabrielle was going to leave, but as soon as I saw the title, I went, oh, well, she's leaving.
How about call it something that rhymes with here. Queer today, gone tomorrow.
Queer today. I don't mind the villa. I don't mind the title.
It doesn't rhyme, though.
Well, I know, but yeah, I didn't. That doesn't bother me. I just like that it gave away what was happening. But I get it.
Yeah,
Villa
today.
You do have a degree in poetry.
Villa today. I don't know. Fuck it. Who cares? I'm not going to solve their problem.
You're
going
to think about this at 3 a.m.
Yes.
And wake up from a deep sleep, and you're going to go Villa today.
Well, especially when you're doing quick, catchy titles. You want to have it sound like Crappens is really good at this. All their titles are playoffs of something that either plays on words. This sounded like a play on words, but it wasn't.
Yeah, we don't title our shows that because I don't have the energy.
They love doing that, and good for them.
Good for them. We do other things.
Yeah.
We do other things. But something we do like them, y'all, we go on live show tours, and our summer tour's up. Be sure to, by the time you're
hearing this, by the time you're listening to this,
yep.
Tickets are on sale for our pre-sale.
If you're in the Patreon or Supercast, tickets are already on sale. The code is, I'm not going to tell you because we've already emailed it to them.
Ooh.
But there's a code for that, or you can wait for the general pre-sale that will go on at 1 p.m. Eastern time
on Friday.
Go to our Linktree link. It should be on the website, but for sure it will be in our Linktree link
on our Instagram.
We'll also post that on Twitter and in the Facebook group. Exciting.
I think that's it.
If it isn't, then that is for now. I can't think of anything else.
Y'all, let's talk about this episode. First of all, The title told us everything we needed to know.
Yes.
Gabby is, or Gabriella is no
She's
longer.
Gone. Your baby's gone. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Again, you come up with
Down,
a country song.
Keep a blackbird.
I hear, she's gone all out. Well,
I know that
wrong.
Song. That's a good one. Now, did you see the news about Gabriella?
I did see
she's
this.
Dating Wes.
I can
see this couple.
I consider
y'all Wes from Below Deck Med.
Yeah, I can consider Hot. Him weathering her. No, from regular Below Deck.
Yes.
Yeah, the Below Deck season 9 that we just finished.
I bet they look good together doing it. That's a hot couple. They're gorgeous together. Wes is hot, y'all.
Straight sex is nothing for me.
Wow. Wow.
Sorry.
Anyway, y'all, good for them. Maybe they met at a Below Deck convention. And
no,
they...
She worked on his boat.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because he's a sailing guy.
Yeah.
That's what he loves to do. I forgot.
I like it.
Well, no, but he said that.
But you're saying this like, never mind. I read everything about it. You're like, oh, and you're having realizations.
I just saw the picture and went, yeah, y'all don't have time to read all that.
I read it.
Good for you.
So.
She's getting that West D. Good for her. It's good D.
West D. Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
West D.
But she was on Watch What Happens Live last night. She seems to be a lot happier. She, just a couple of things she said, because I did wind up watching it. You didn't watch it, right?
Mm-mm.
She did say she felt, after the season, she said, I did not feel supported by Daisy, but after watching this, I can see how she did try to talk to Ashley, and she did not have very nice things to say about Ashley, obviously. But she didn't really say anything bad. She was like, pass. But we're going to talk about a little bit more about what we thought happened.
I was a little disappointed in Daisy this episode, I have to say.
I was too.
I was disappointed, yeah.
But I think it started, what did you, I was too, but I want to know what you thought she could have done differently.
I mean, this is going through them, but we already know she left. I think she could have personally gone and said goodbye to her. And if she did, we didn't see it on camera.
Oh.
I thought that was... I mean, just keeping the relationship. Not even, there's some
oh,
things
Oh, I thought
before,
they all said goodbye at the end.
Been in a group, but I thought,
oh,
you're
I
her
see.
Superior, and the captain yeah, just told you she's gone. Instead, we see Kelsey go to Gabriella, who's not even on her crew, just a
right.
friend on the boat.
No, I agree with you.
Daisy should go and say, hey.
Oh,
that's what Kate did when Lexi left.
That's true.
Like, that's her job.
Katie,
yes. Yeah. She should follow up.
No,
and do
I agree
that.
With you.
I was disappointed in that.
No, I was saying, I my question I asked you, what do you think she could prevent? What? That's what I was getting at.
I think Daisy sometimes leads like a parent with loud kids who just tells her kids to stop when it's happening, yet she doesn't do any of the. Doesn't lay the groundwork before, meaning like when they're in the pool yelling at each other, she just is like, Stop.
No,
and she doesn't want to like
totally
offer
agree with
any
you.
Type of solutions.
Totally agree with you 100%. I'm talking about this episode.
This episode, that when they were in the pool, when Gabriella and Marcos are fighting in the
right.
pool, and she just goes, stop, none of this.
I understand, though. It's a tricky thing because when your people aren't getting to, you can't say you need to get along with the chef better.
Yeah.
And it's hard to fix these dynamics because... With Gabby, it's not a. It, to me, it wasn't. She was inarguably picking on Marcos. She was making fun of the way he talked,
yeah, mm-hmm.
and so it's almost like. Then she could have said something. I agree. What I want to say is, in the very beginning, though, and I've been critical of Daisy's leadership style. In the very beginning, Daisy said, "Ashley, we're gonna give her a clean slate."
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to as well.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was setting us up well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ashley did not do that, obviously.
No.
So
my question, at first my thought was, well, you need to tell her to do that more. And then I thought, well, but how do you get Ashley to do that?
Exactly. Oh, I think it's trying to at least saying it out loud.
Yeah, no, I agreed that was a good thing for her to do. But
yeah.
I actually, I felt for her because I went, how do you
yep.
get Ashley to do that because Ashley is terrible.
I agree. What I've been critical of in the past is Daisy letting things go for too long.
Yeah.
But at this point for Gabriella, you were just seeing her in a tailspin, and I don't know if anything could be done.
I don't think anything. I think Gabriella did the best thing of that. I think this wasn't even about, like she said, people on the boat. This was just a kind of a mental, not, I don't want to say breakdown, that sounds overdramatic, but just a mental moment where she needs to step back and take care of her mental health.
I agree.
She didn't do the right thing.
It still felt weird to me. Like there were moments.
Felt like we were missing pieces.
It felt like we were, and me being tinfoil Hattie.
And she is, y'all. She is.
It felt like there was weird tension between her and Marcos earlier. And I'm wondering if either he wasn't interested in her or something. Or maybe he was interested in her and she said no. And or something was weird.
I feel like we would have seen that, but yet possibly it does feel like,
and it happened quickly.
I mean, Marcos offered some clarity where he said she reminds me of an ex-girlfriend who used to pick at me all the time, and she triggers me. But and that helps explain because Marcos is right; she's picking on him. But I will say, in what she said, I was like, okay, Marcos, like, yeah, but like. It felt like an overreaction to me, like a really strong...
From
a strong reaction.
Yeah.
But then once he explained that, I went, okay. But then if you know someone triggers you, then I felt like with... Marcos is good in that he sets a boundary, but at the same time, too, you feel like there's... Remember, Gabriella tried to go and talk to him before.
Yeah.
And she talked to him a little bit this time. He doesn't offer any grace in those moments.
No.
He's like, well, okay, thanks.
And I just want to point out one thing that it's uncomfortable, but he outranks her.
Yeah, he outranks her.
Period.
Yeah.
So who's going to be more valued, sadly?
Yeah.
Your seconds to or your chef? Daisy knows this.
Yeah.
She can't favor, in a way, she can't favor the chef.
No, we learned after Matthew with how terrible he was, and they
and
all had to lick his ass.
That's true, because they knew that rank.
Yeah.
And Gabby is saying things to, and kind of, especially when he was talking to, when she was talking to him in the, when he was talking about, it's hotter where I come from, and she was talking like in a fake Venezuelan accent, and I was just like, ooh.
That felt really... I just want her to put herself out of that as far as, like, she was using that Venezuelan accent. And I know that I don't know fully Gabriella's heritage, so maybe she felt like I'm inside baseball when I could. But it's almost like...
It didn't feel that way.
You can't say all Latinx people are the same.
Right.
And you can't, like, to me, that would have been... It just felt inappropriate.
No, she... I don't think she reads cues of what's appropriate.
I wrote she does not have good, because especially in the, when she's sitting down at that dinner and she like pretends like, okay, everybody, thank you for coming to my dinner. It felt awkward. And then I felt a little hoodwinked by editing going, this can't be the first time we all felt awkward by Gabriella.
That's what I feel like this episode may have been either re-edited or edited to show something.
Because it's
more.
Like we've got a really good, she seems fun, balls to the wall, but a fun kind of brassy, well, but gets along well. But this we see, she has no social skills.
Well, what this show and editing tried to show us was... When Gabby drinks, she gets abusive to other people.
Yeah, that and that she's just socially awkward.
Right.
And we didn't see that before.
We've seen it a little bit in previous episodes, but not to this
extent.
The drinking,
but not the awkwardness.
Yeah.
I've never had moments watching her where I would go, I don't know what to say to this.
It felt like we weren't getting the whole story.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if she said other things that were more detrimental to her, the way she felt.
Maybe.
On the boat.
It was a Swiss cheese story, everybody.
I watched this episode and it didn't really add up for me. of why she left. But we'll let's just talk about the rest of her leaving.
Well, she had a good conversation with Colin where she, you know, they're sitting at the table and Colin just says to her, look, happy Gabby is amazing. And then sometimes I get, and even Gabby has the awareness to say, hypersensitive, like turns on you. You don't know what she's going to say, Gabby. And Colin just goes, your words. But he was so diplomatic in that. And
yeah,
it gave her just a little bit of an inch. I think if Marcos had given her a little bit of an inch of like, because the deal that why Marcos drives Gabby crazy, Gabby feels like Marcos doesn't care about her at all.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He doesn't. He's a chef doing his job. He doesn't care about her. I don't think he cares about any of the women except for maybe Daisy.
I agree.
But that is her trigger. She needs someone to be like, you're wonderful, or you mean a lot to me. She needs that emotional connection.
Honey, please, you don't need that from people.
We do not.
There are so many people in your life who will mean zero to you.
You know what? But you do need that from people that are close to your life. But I'm going to say this. Y'all, you don't. It's great if you have it, but you don't always get, and you don't have to have emotional validation in your job. You should.
Yeah.
You should. A good employer should do that. But sometimes a lot of our sissies, they're in their fucking cubicle.
I just did a cameo for someone who said they don't feel valued in their job.
And so it's like, how do we get them value if you know you're not going to get it from your job?
Exactly. And my response to her was, go in there. Number one, I did not say this, but it isn't part of their job to value you. The job that they're doing.
But I said,
if you go in there and you're valuing yourself, people will say, something's different about her.
Yeah.
Something's different.
Yeah.
Instead of looking to other people to do it, then it won't be a question for you anymore. People will just look at you differently.
Yes.
Yeah. That's.
And you can always look for another job because.
Right.
But that's much more of a, within the last probably 10 years of workplaces emotionally valid. That's. Just become
new.
Now, it's a new thing. And I bring that up, but I circle that around that, y'all, we've learned the yachting system is not a new system.
No.
And he's from a country where probably that is not, again, he fled Venezuela, but he's just not going to give her that.
He's in a rank where he doesn't have to give anyone the time of day.
It's all,
He has to give the captain the time of day. But everybody else, not really.
Captain Glenn just cares about donkeys.
Right. And eels not being able to reproduce.
Yeah.
I was dreaming about donkeys.
What do you think the donkeys are doing in his dream, in Captain Glenn's dream?
Just, they're on a merry-go-round.
Oh.
It's very meta. They're on the horses.
They're on the donkey.
And Captain Glenn's like, I love this place.
Oh, I love this. You know what? While you think about that and we put that in your head, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh-so-comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies! Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the
Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, Queens.
What's your next teabag, Poods?
My next teabag is, let's just talk about it. Big thing that happened.
Okay, I was just going to say.
Trigger warning.
Your hair has looked better.
Y'all, right now, I admit it.
My hair is crazy right now.
This is a trigger warning. We're going to be talking about sexual assault.
Potential sexual assault. Because we don't know. We're going to talk about the Ashley and Gary situation.
We're just going to talk about the topic of it because I was honestly confused about what happened because both parties kept changing their stories throughout the episode. And I think we're going to find out more what happened next week.
Yes, because the way it started is, you know, Colin sees them. This is kind of one of my teabagging. Just goes into it. He sees them making out, and he's saying, "Golly, she's so desperate,
right?"
Trying to end, and Gabby's like, "Well, I can't say anything. I've been there." And they start making out, and Colin's like, "What is it?" It's like he has a magic wand. And Colin said, "This is." I'm bringing this up because Colin, even bystanding watching, it said, "This is out of control."
Right?
She was like straddling him, and it even looked like he might have been undoing his pants a little bit.
Yeah.
So they end up going.
I was uncomfortable.
They end up going back to the bedroom.
In some kind of guest room. And what we hear, obviously we're not watching it, but what we hear things are, again, trigger warning if you're still not listening for talking about sexual assault, is what we hear is she says, "I want you to fuck me."
But we should say that she was massaging Gary's feet.
Right. She was giving him a massage.
Saying, like, "I'm going to get a massage." Like, now. I don't really know if he personally thought that, but anyway, but maybe he didn't. I don't know.
She takes her shirt off.
Yeah.
And she says, "I want you to fuck me." And then he says.
Or actually, I think he said later on she was completely naked.
Yeah,
right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
There were so many different versions of this.
Yes.
And I was honestly confused. I probably need to watch again.
And the people were saying, "I'm drunk, I don't remember." I don't know if that was true or not from either of them.
So the long and the short of it is, literally, that he says, we hear him say, "Get it out, get it out. I don't want to do this." He says, "No." And she said, "You're inside of me." And so that moment we all kind of went, this feels like sexual assault. But again, I don't know. I only know the way I felt inside, and it made me feel really gross.
And just pointing out, because Poodle brought this up, and I said, "What do you mean sexual assault? I don't think Gary like sexually assaulted."
And I said,
"Ashley,
assaulted."
And so
Gary.
That's my own sexism of I didn't even think about that. And so we're not saying it just. But when you said that, I went, "Oh, yeah, it does." Imagine if this was flipped.
Oh, God.
We would be having a really big problem with it.
Gary would be gone.
So we're not saying Gary's Pollyanna over here, but that doesn't matter.
Lines are blurred. No, it doesn't matter.
And he's been it seems like from what we've seen from Gary, he's very clear that he doesn't want to have sex with her.
So, and what complicates all of this is lots of alcohol.
Yeah, Kelsey was the smart one. She went to bed.
Exactly. So, anyway, they basically stop. Ashley says the next morning, or I think she's talking to someone else. She's like, "Other things might have happened." She's trying to be titillating with other cast members, which is already gross.
Yeah.
And then
Gary says he doesn't remember.
Right.
Again, I don't know if I don't normally. I will say this. This is just 99% of the time when people say, "Oh, I was so drunk, I don't remember," I don't believe them. But maybe that's not. I've seen blackout drunk.
Yeah.
They didn't seem blackout drunk to me. However, I read, if you don't believe that, I'm coming to a point.
Right.
I highly recommend, came out like 3 years ago. I read it in a book club. There's a book called Blackout, which is fantastic. It's about a woman who's now sober, but she goes through piecing back these moments and explains what a blackout is. And so a blackout is not someone completely slobbering drunk. People can be blacked out and be coherent.
No, I believe it.
So I'm just bringing that up, that my instinct is to not believe Gary.
Right.
But maybe educate yourself some more about what blackout drunk is.
I think my instinct is to hear what I heard on camera.
Yeah.
Is get it out.
He doesn't remember.
Get it out. Yeah. And he doesn't remember.
Yeah.
But also, that happened, and he may not want to say it.
Yeah.
So that's where I went. And so Ashley tells Gary, we stopped before it was too late. And that's kind of all we hear. But later on in the day, they're still talking about it. And he's like...
They are.
And she's like... She says things like, pretty sure I gave you a blowjob. And this is where this starts to feel sexually abusive to me, where she says things like, this is what I remember.
I will say I believe Gary more than I believe Ashley.
100%.
Yeah.
I think Ashley is pretty much the worst thing this season, this episode. It doesn't have a really high opinion of her before, but this is really gross.
No, because I don't want to jump to another, but even when Gabby leaves, just the coldness of her of not caring at all.
Right. And her acting like it's a joke and saying, I don't remember when the massage ended and the sex began. It really callous. And I don't know. I think we're going to find out more about it. I doubt we're ever going to hear from Gary that he felt assaulted in this.
I don't think a man where who he his rank and who he is and where he's from would ever say that.
But I don't think there was consent involved here, personally, from what I saw.
From what we saw, it didn't seem
but
consent.
Anyway, that's all I really want to say about it. I'm more to bring up the conversation because we don't have the answers, you guys.
I don't even think Bravo thought about it because this is something this could
I've not gone online to look, but I guarantee you there's been talk about it. Because I watched this morning, and because I watched half of it this morning and half of it last night, and I was kind of like, and I was like, wait a minute, did that happen? And I went, oh my God, that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, oof. Yeah, it did not make me feel, it made me feel very, very uncomfortable.
Mm.
So trigger warning over, that's all I guarantee you it's going to be talked about in the next episode, though.
We'll see.
Anyway.
It's really kind of all more Gabby stuff. But.
I just want to say, the last thing I need to say about the Gary and Colin is that Gary steals Colin's towels and he's forced to come out in a tiny little
and Colin
towel.
Looks good.
Oof.
He looks real good, y'all. Oof.
And Gary says, is that how you had to use it? You know you don't have to have used the towel with me. And Colin winks at him and kisses his shoulder.
Wow.
And then I fall asleep with my shirt up.
Dreaming
about Gary and Colin together, blissfully. They're sailing the seas together.
You're
happily
hand spilling your vodka on the floor.
Maybe. What's your next tea bag?
I think where this is coming back to this, but Daisy says something that I think kind of is her downfall a little bit in the leadership style in this. So, because she's talking to Marcos, and Marcos is, you know, Daisy says, this isn't about you, Marcos. This is another thing, because, you know, Gabby is saying, crying again, and Marcos is like, yeah, it's not, but she doesn't have to disrespect me, because Marcos is only thinking about, I do think Marcos doesn't have to, but he is only thinking about her. I can see him being hard in a relationship. He's only thinking about himself. He's not thinking about her feelings at all. But Daisy says, you know, this is a huge learning curve. I'm trying to keep all of them happy. And I went, and there's your mistake. You can't be a leader and keep everyone happy. To be a leader means you have to be okay with people being uncomfortable or even upset at you or even really angry at you.
What she needed to do, honestly, is to tell Gabby to be the bad guy and say, look, stop being shitty to Marcos or just talking to him at all.
Yeah.
Just stop. Knock it off.
Knock it off.
Because if Marcos ain't happy, we're fucked.
Yeah, she did.
That sucks, y'all, but it's the truth.
It's like, you know, when we, it very rarely happens nowadays because the mods are so, but like in the Facebook group, when people are shitty in the group, you get booted from a group. And it's like, Jake and I've learned not the mods. This isn't a personal thing. It's about what's best for our organization.
Right.
What's best for this boat is for her to know.
Right.
That he outranks her. And Daisy feels, Ashley gets that.
Yeah.
Ashley gets it and she plays the game of it. And
which
guess
is why
staying.
She's going to go far, sadly,
she's
y'all.
Gonna go,
I promise you.
She will be a fucking lead stew
yeah,
one day.
Yeah, she will. She and will. Chief stew, yeah.
Or chief stew. And her people under her will
miserable.
Hate her. Miserable.
And all of her, and all the higher-ups, the captain will love her. Because she will be so two-faced.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. The yes. problem with someone like Ashley being on a show like this, however, is we see all the gears moving. So we yeah. can we if we in real life we would not see as much as we
yes.
are. Even though we could mostly surmise what we're seeing.
Oh.
I have one more little thing that their next preference the next charter there's someone who needs to be called Dr. Nichols. addressed by the
yes.
So I have a feeling they're going to be a nightmare.
Did you watch the next week on?
Yes.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Finally going to get a nightmare crew. And it's
we've had them, but...
And it's going to happen to Daisy and Ashley when they're one stew down.
Yeah. Let's hope Ashley suffers.
Oh, I truly hope Ashley suffers. I think all that I really had is... let's see. Daisy was dreading to talk, but she didn't have to because Gabby goes to Captain. And that's another thing, too. Like, I know Daisy, we had this with Katie. Katie went to some people and said, oh, I don't want to do this talk. But I felt like Daisy went to everyone on the ship saying, I don't want to talk to Gabriella.
No, she did.
That's not a good, maybe go to your, if she went to, like Ashley's hearing this, it just.
No, the thing is, Daisy's biggest problem with leadership is she wants everyone to like her and think she's a great boss.
It almost, see, I take it as, I think Gabriella wants everyone to like her. I think Daisy wants to not have any confrontation and she wants everything to be easy so she didn't have to deal with it.
Yeah, but I think that going in hand in hand is
both.
Being the fun boss.
Yes, I do think she wants to be the fun boss.
Yeah.
Yes, yep. So Gabriella does talk to Captain Glenn, and she says, I am not in a place with my mental well-being, and the best thing for me to do is to leave the boat. And Captain Glenn just validates that, and this is what Gabriella just wanted all along.
Yeah.
Is someone to say, you're doing, which Daisy did last episode in that talk. I don't want to shit all, Daisy did have a great talk with Gabriella yeah. at the end of last episode.
No, we brought it up before. She's, even last season, the episodes I watched, there's been problems with Daisy's leadership.
No.
But, y'all, I thought to myself, how would Captain Sandy have handled this situation?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Well, Gabriella, you've interrupted me from my reruns of Gentleman Jack that I was watching. New season, HBO Max, coming soon. Woman dressed as a man. Very, very,
very,
very hot.
It's very...
Yeah, I just need to say,
drama.
Gabriella, that...
Erotic drama. It's what
you know, is. you've been great, but I know you have problems, and you need to get those worked out. So what I would tell you is you need to do some work on yourself. What are you saying again? You want to leave?
Yeah.
God, we're going to hate to lose you. Have you tried talking about it? Oh, it's with Marcos. Oh, yeah, he's really good. We really, really need him. Best of luck to you, honey. The tender's coming, I hear. I'll write you a good rec.
She'll just tell Gabriella, you just need to lead your own ship.
Lead your own ship.
But the ship in your heart.
Yeah, listen to the ship in your heart.
Ship in your heart.
Drop your anchor lower,
lower.
Into your body. So, like Gentleman Jack.
Mm-hmm. What are your emotional boobies? All right, everybody.
Oh, God.
No, Captain Glenn's very simple. And again, y'all, Ashley is just fucking cold and like,
she's like, guess what? I get the bottom bunk. Yay!
Yay. I guess I'm going to be second stew.
And I get a bear tip. That's
I mean,
cold.
The body's, she's not even off the boat. And then that's where I'll say, Gabby goes and says bye to the group. And I just wish we would have had this moment of, I know Daisy is over it. And she feels like Gabrielle has been high maintenance. And she's glad that she's gone, honestly. But
you're
I still
right.
wish Daisy would have gone and
it
said.
It would have been a better, a nice gesture.
Because Captain Glenn said, this is a good decision for you. I would love to work with you again. I wish Daisy just, that was disappointing to me. But other than that, y'all, it was a fine episode. Next episode, though, I think is
we're going to get, we have a new blonde stew.
And,
she's pretty, y'all.
They didn't show us the deck guy.
No, they did not.
That means he's probably hot.
Hot or someone we've seen before.
That's what I wonder too. Someone maybe that we know or maybe you know.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. That's Blue Dick Sailing, y'all. Thanks for joining us. Go to Reality. It should be up. You can go to realitygaze.com for our ticket links. If it's not up there because we've got a web designer with the kid and a life, so they might be a little late to the
game.
It's
on our Instagram link tree.
Our link tree links, or it's in the show notes on the app on your phone. If you see, it'll say buy tickets here, and you'll see a link tree link. You can click on that, and that will have all the different show venues for you to buy your tickets, and we'll see you on the
and
road.
Before you DM us about something, maybe check our Instagram, check our Twitter.
We're trying, y'all. I told you. I gave
the
that
last
mom
time
talk.
We rolled out the tickets. There were everything was online, but y'all didn't read stuff.
You didn't. People already ask us, when is this happening? And I'm like, we just talked about it in the 3-minute podcast. So read things, listen to things.
Read things.
You can go to the Facebook group and maybe post, let's say you're going to the Phoenix show.
There's little.
And you have a question. There's each, if you're in the Facebook, the Sissy Squad, there's a each show, Jackie, our moderator, put a post for each different venue. So you could click on there and say, hey, Phoenix,
or I'm
having trouble getting VIP.
Or I'm going by myself. Any other solo sissies or anyone want to do something beforehand?
Because a lot of y'all think, I'll just message the queens. They'll know. Well, when,
multiply that by 5,000.
Well, not that, I wish. But when 500, seriously, 500 of you message us that, we have no brain space and we can't get to that. And then
we can't do a podcast.
And by the time we get, by the time we get back to you, the VIPs are sold
out. Right.
I do think y'all, I will say, if you are listening to this on the free feed and you're waiting till Friday to get your ticket and you want to do a VIP, I would just suck it up and pay the $5 this month Patreon.
A lot of these venues, you guys, only allow 50 VIPs. That is their rules.
That is their rule. So those are, I think, like Dallas is going to sell out of those quickly. Yep. I also think a lot of sissies were very excited about. Surprisingly, I think we have a lot of people to fill, but San Diego might sell out of VIPs quickly.
Columbus too, y'all. Like I've been shitting on Ohio for a long time.
But we have a lot of Ohio sissies. So anyway, and we did get confirmation. The Reens from Pig Royalty did tell us they will see us in Austin.
Yes.
So it looks like they're going to be coming to that show as well. All right, everybody. Until next time, we'll see you. But until then, it's
Anchors Again.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.